USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests are expected again on Thursday in Louisville, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher reminds everyone.
So I'm asking everyone to reject violence and join me in committing ourselves to the work of reform for justice and for equity, and do that now.
The protests on Wednesday began peaceful, but then ended in violence with rioting and looting taking place. The coronavirus response coordinator for the White House says we're at a critical time for vaccine research. Speaking this week in Texas, Dr. Deborah Birx says the trials have been enrolling patients and many of those involved have been receiving their second shot.
And once they get their second shot, 2 weeks later, you can start counting. So clearly we now already have individuals that are in that window when we can start determining efficacy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Understood. During COVID-19, families have been spending a lot of time together. Many parents are seeing changes in their child's behavior that may be signs of something more. In the U.S., nearly 15 million people have learning and thinking differences, like dyslexia and ADHD, and the symptoms aren't always clear. That's why Understood created Take Note, a new initiative to help families find the support they need. Bob Cunningham, Understood's learning development expert, says,
our simple memory device, Take Note, can help families notice changes, observe patterns, talk to family, and engage trusted resources like pediatricians. We partnered with the American Academy of Pediatrics to help families spot the signs of learning and thinking differences and to get help.
Amanda Morin, Understood's expert in family advocacy and education, says,
as a mother to kids who learn differently, I know it's so important to spot the signs, to listen to our instincts, and take control with resources like Take Note.
Visit u.org/take note.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill on Thursday. The topics being discussed include preserving the integrity of the election. Wray is also discussing some of the violence that's going on in cities across the country.
Although the majority of protesters have been peaceful, we have opened investigations on individuals involved in criminal activity at these protests. When the ideology leads someone to commit criminal acts and pursue violence, the FBI will not hesitate to take appropriate action.
Dairy farmers across the country say they're optimistic that business is on the verge of a recovery. The dairy industry was hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Now, with the return of the international trade deal and a new round of stimulus funds, farmers are not as worried as they once were at the start of the pandemic. The stimulus money is not just for dairy farmers. Corn, soybean, and livestock farmers can apply for federal aid as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is referring the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committee's report on its investigation into Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings to the Department of Justice for a criminal investigation that's justified. The 87-page interim report released on Wednesday reveals documents of Biden's role on a board with a Ukrainian national gas firm. When asked if Biden did anything illegal, Paul says,
well, I don't know. I think riding on Air Force Two and doing business is illegal. I think that is against the law and probably a felony. I think it's illegal to take money from a Russian politician's wife, $3.5 million. Was it reported accurately? I think the only way to determine the actual legality of this is to have it referred to the Department of Justice. So I'm going to send the report over. I don't know if the whole committee will vote for it, but I'm sending the report to the Department of Justice, and we're asking for a criminal referral. We want to see that if there's a criminal investigation that's justified, here's this evidence, look at it.
The FBI stopped the plans of a South Carolina man to conduct a terrorist attack on American soil on behalf of ISIS. In a federal affidavit, details show Christopher Sean Matthews conspired with ISIS members and supporters for months, planning how to carry out terror attacks. The men exchanged information about guns, guides on homemade bomb making, as well as how many men would be needed to set traps and place bombs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.